And you really more legendary than all them.
They so looking at me like, yeah. Damn, how can, hell, how are you doing today,
Charlie? So to be down here with the people man, beneath always, y'all type.
Man, can you tell me who that girl right there asking me all the questions? Man, get on me, AI. Yeah. Relax, oh, brother. Watch out. I got the answers.
Not the A3.
Man, quit touching me, man. Homage. Top of the move. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. If he's out, he see me. He's shaking his cracky smile. I made my mama proud.
Finish it off. Episode 37.
Top of the Lucas Bell.
What a new episode. Episode 37. With the Adlibs.
If you know like I
go
know.
Crazy. Go crazy, champ. Go crazy, champ.
Top of the Lucas Bell.
With the high pitch. With the mix with
Frankie Lyle. Little, what nigga name from?
Frankie Lyle. That movie was, he was going crazy. He was fucking all the hoes in that movie.
As he should.
But he was going dumb.
He had most Vivica Fox.
He was double dipping into everything.
As he should.
Yeah, he went nuts.
Hey, have no food for you.
He was drugged out too, wasn't he?
Big heroin user.
Yep, that's what I
thought. Yep. They were on that heroin.
Like Ray Charles and all
that. Why them all historical ones always be so legendary, but they be going
they
out like that?
They want to take it to the top, baby. You went to the top, let's jump off the top.
Drugs.
Once you, yeah, once you get to the top, let's jump. We done did it. So it's like, I done did it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fuck everything.
Skydive without the parachute.
Why not? Hey, man,
and
I done did it,
catch you and then
man, I came from
up.
Nothing. I got everything. It's over. Jig is up.
The jig is up.
Come on, man. Let me live life. You got to find a button.
What a button.
I got it.
The jig is up.
I done did it. You know what I'm saying?
Here we go. I got that one.
Hey, baby! Electrified greatness!
Speaking of electrified, you gonna go see a Black Adam?
I gotta go see it.
Yeah.
The Rock
came out. No, it
came
out yet. It came out.
I will never come out and see it. You know, yeah. Rock to do this. Hey, we gotta go this way. Let's go now. That's all he do every movie. Watch any movie with Rock. He be like, hey, don't worry about it. I got this. That's all he do.
And it just take over.
Every movie, you do that. Every time.
This is go to.
What's that over there? Move out the way. I will handle it. That's it.
Yeah, just push them.
It's every time.
Well, episode 37, y'all. Listen, guess what, man? For everybody who don't know, we got Top Move podcast clips. We got a bunch of clips going up on there soon.
Yeah, and we Slim got to put the tip clips up.
Yeah, it was my fault.
Boy, put one round of clip up. Can we get the rest of the clips, people? Shit.
No. We wait on Faree. Faree give me the clips.
Faree ain't been sending clips?
It's Faree's fault. I can't put the clips
up. Come on here, let me put it. To your damn neck.
Damn, with the standover too.
Oh, got to do it.
But
got
yeah, make sure
the soul come
to the
out.
Channel, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and then
man.
Make sure y'all follow Top of the Mook podcast on Spotify, mm-hmm. all streaming platforms. Mm-hmm. All the links are below mm-hmm. in the description. Mm-hmm. Make sure y'all tap in. And Top of the Mook Instagram as well, mm-hmm. and Top of the Mook mm-hmm. on TikTok as well. And of course, my dog, Mr. Organic on Instagram, and your boy, Tall Guy on Instagram.
Yeah, it's very important, in. Man. Anybody out there got any promotion they need for their company, for themselves, or whatever?
Product placement,
whatever you need, man, contact me. Yeah,
you got some water flasks?
Whatever you need, sir. Ball or nothing else at yahoo.com. Or, simplest way, DM me directly on Instagram.
For sure.
Mr. Him. Organic, one word.
Yes.
Make sure you put an MR just straight across the organic and put a K instead of a C, and then you got three. You hear me?
Mr. Organic. Don't confuse the people.
Yeah, don't do that. I've been shadow banned.
Mr. Organic with a K.
Yeah, so you practically got to put the whole name in there. I got a lot of frauds. Everybody want to be three of them. I'm the blue check mark guy. I'm the one with the verified blue check mark.
So it should pop up pretty easy.
I'm the verified blue check
pretty
mark.
Pretty distinguished.
It's very distinguished. Very, you know.
There ain't no blue check mark Mr. Organic false accounts
nah,
out there?
Nah, man. Ain't none of them peons got the level.
You know people can buy them blue checks.
They can. They be doing that. But you touch it, if it be like about, they don't got the about by it. I mean, it's fake.
Oh, that's how you can find out?
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy.
You could click on their profile. If it don't say about, then they're not certified, verified by the real Instagram. You know, I went straight to Instagram. I ain't do no extras. I just
mine too.
Yeah, we went straight to the move.
100%.
Can we really verify and certify?
Yep.
We put a lot of work in.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So it feels good to be back, man. Top of the Mook, episode 37. We've been moving and grooving, man. Appreciate you guys' patience. But like we said, we're not, you know what I'm saying, taking no games with this. We're playing it dead serious. We're here for the victory, mm-hmm. you hear me?
Absolutely. And this ain't... the Top of the Mook is something we love to do and we like to do. It's not something that we have to do.
For sure. You know
what I'm saying? It's like we're not dependent on this. We like doing this because we enjoy it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, so when we got other shit going on and we just ain't gonna do the shit.
Simple as that.
But, you know, we was like, man, it's been a while. And then we ain't got to link up a chop since then either.
Yeah.
You've been busy.
I try to avoid having certain conversations with you because we'd rather do it on the pod, you know.
We like chopping up and having fun with these funny ass talks.
Because there's so much stuff. There's so much stuff to catch up on. But in between time, man, we're just happy to be here. Yep. Let you guys hear our voice. You know,
it is kind of funny because when we do have conversations, which we talk all the time, but when we have conversations, we'll be like, save it for the podcast. Like, you know, he'll be like, hey, man, you see,
save it for the podcast.
Yeah.
Because it's so far back from the. The catfish movie with the Mateo, what to do?
Oh, yeah.
That was the last thing.
Untold Stories on Netflix.
Man, Untold Stories on Netflix, man. Make sure you guys go there and look at all of them, really. Did you watch the one with Christy Martin, the Boston chick?
Oh, no, I ain't get a chance to watch
it. Oh, that's a good
one,
too.
That one's crazy.
What?
I kind of avoided that one.
Did you remember Christy Martin, the Boston chick?
No.
Okay, that's probably why. Then. But she was the number one ever Boston lady.
Yeah, they said that.
But you probably was a little younger at that time. Yeah. But I remember her. And I kind of forgot about it, but
is old as hell.
I am three of them. The guy, man, 51. But the story was dynamic, and especially like from the whole story of her build up to her downfall. I never noticed that happened to her. It's like, whoa, you got to see it, and we'll back. We'll go back to it. But the Mateo Tail, what's that fool name?
I think you always chop and screw in it. I think it's something like that.
Mateo Tail, Hawaiian motherfucker, man.
I'm
going to Hawaii anyway, so I might see you out there, man. I might smack you for being an idiot.
Shit. That was crazy, though.
That was crazy.
Wow.
I never saw something so devastating to somebody's career that had nothing to do with, like, sports.
And then it just fucked up his brain after that.
Of course, as it should.
You know what I'm saying?
As it should. It was devastating. And then it was at the pinnacle. He was the number one linebacker in the nation.
Almost got the Heisman. Lost to Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, he should have left that year, but he came back because his girlfriend at the time suggested he needed to finish out his career and all that stuff.
Which wasn't the girl, it was the dude.
So the whole time it wasn't the girl, it was a dude that was catfishing him, acting like his girlfriend on Facebook or whatever, and he never met her in person, him in person. It was a nigga the whole time.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That was wild.
And nigga, it was such a dynamic, crazy story.
It was so crazy that you like, nah.
There's no way for that. But this is like before Instagram.
But my thing was, is like, when I'm watching it though, it's like, was he not fucking pussy the whole time?
He couldn't have been fucking pussy, man.
Because there's no way. Because
how you falling that in love with no pussy fuckery, no interactions, and you're that head over heels in love?
But I think he might have been like saving himself for marriage type person. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't think there was no way, bro, because there's
unless
no way.
Unless he was on a turd burglar train, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Shit.
And
he was
just playing it off. But why was you so hurt when she acted like she died, after she had cancer, after she was a car accident, it was all type of wild stuff.
But the nigga was so diabolical.
He was so cold and destructive with it.
It did. Yeah, he heard the life machine in the back, beep.
And he was just sitting there. Dude acted like he was in a car crash. And had this nigga on the phone with him for hours, and he had like a fake little beat machine going on, and he's sitting on there for hours, not talking hours now,
yes,
barely saying like this breathing,
crazy,
not talking for hours,
yes,
and then like a month in, he was like, Mateo, like whispered his name like 3 months down the line or something after sitting on the phone for 9 hours a night, you know what I'm saying?
100%. It didn't just barely had enough energy to say his name. And then he had the nigga thinking that
he went crazy,
Shorty
running
back to life.
He was running in the rain. Yeah, it was raining. He was running in the rain. God is great.
And then the crazy part, he's telling everybody about her, like
explaining. And then dudes in the dorm like, "Hey, brother, you sure this is real? Like, when you gonna see the bitch, man? Like, we got fresh pussy on deck here."
Then the nigga pulled up with the kid, act like he was her cousin.
Then he finagled him.
Then hugged him.
This is after she died.
Yes,
he acted like she died. During the same time, the same day as his real grandma died.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
And then what was the quinky thing behind that? She had, the dude had no idea that he was going through that.
She didn't know. He knew.
No. He said he didn't.
No, he knew that.
Did he?
He did it at the same time on purpose.
No, I don't think so, bro. Man, I think he said it in the thing. He was like, he didn't know.
How you don't know?
Because remember, he said the dude was being, the Mateo dude was being real distant with him. And then he said, he was like, yeah, so I didn't know. So, you know, he kind of just let out what he let out.
He said he didn't know. I think he knew, champ. Oh, we got to remix. Y'all comment below, let me know. I think he knew.
Yeah, we're going to have the clip. We're going to have Fareed putting up the clip whether he said he did know or didn't know.
Yeah, that's too much of a coincidence on the same day that his grandma died for real.
Nah, he did though. He didn't know.
I think he did.
He said that Mateo was being real distant and all that stuff because of the stuff with his grandparent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then so. He shouted out there, but he didn't know that Mateo was being distant for that. You know, right. If I remember correctly, hey, Fur, you got to put up the clip, man.
Yeah.
Because that was the whole story was just.
It was insane. Then it was just one of his biggest games ever that same day that he had to find out that his grandmother
died.
And he turned up and his girlfriend dies. So he turned all the way up. He did it for them. He scored and said her name in the sky and all that. It was a guy. It was a nigga.
But you know what I
think? Fat motherfucker, too. Fast sumo wrestler type motherfucker. That's what it was. I ain't know what I'm saying. That's his body type.
No, it was so fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Because he turned that little Lou
out. It was so fucked up, though.
It was insane, bro.
No, but you all know what was crazy that I noticed? I don't know if you peeped it or not, but I'm pretty sure you did. The people, did you see the troll niggas behind the camera trying to discover whether this was a lie, truth?
That was crazy. They went to the utmost to find it. They broke it down.
Went out there.
Two people.
What
the? Broke it all the way down to the sea.
That's how you know for every month, there's some troll motherfucker back there trying to dissect the whole motherfucking life.
That ain't playing. They went all the way to the utmost.
And we're
degree
proud of it, too.
And did it. And proud of it. Couldn't wait to break it. Told them we're going to tell the world.
Like they had a heart at the end. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know. I was trying to. He didn't try to make it seem like it was about exposing the media
college
outlets.
Yeah, the media outlets and the college system.
But no, it was, y'all was making it personal about
y'all
him.
Y'all just wanted to roast them. Y'all just wanted to be funny. Just wanted to troll them. But it kind of was the play on the school and all that, because they try to cover it up and all that. They got none of y'all business. Y'all should have just told the truth from the rip. Why y'all trying to cover stuff up? But there's a business. That's what people got to realize, that college football is big business.
Yeah, and you know it's the most generation of white people that's, you know
yeah,
what I'm
saying? Yeah, that's like, Notre Dame. Like, that was crazy. Because,
they not playing with their money.
Like, now they expanded the college football playoffs from 8 teams to 12, right?
Right.
That alone generates another $2 billion just by doing that.
Yeah, that's what I say. You're not going to play with no white people.
You know
money.
What I'm saying? They ain't playing about no money, man.
Because you seen the old white dude that ran Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Listen, that's old white money. That's old generational
kept
old white money.
Structure.
They not, one thing, they say, like, if you want to hurt white people, tap in with their money.
Yeah.
You know, they don't, that's the one thing, like, boy, listen, white people got the blueprint of getting some money.
They ain't going to play and keeping some money.
And how to keep some money. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you want to fuck with them, you play with their money. So the reason why they ain't going to be transparent, they should have came out and said something. But
they're
like, not. They're going to fuck up their money.
Well, that's all it was about.
And then it's going to fuck up the image of the school. And then people ain't going to come play there. And then they ain't going to get sales.
Of course.
It's not going to ultimately get the
big
bag.
And it was going to the national championship. They was 12-0. This dude have a fake girlfriend that's a man. That he acting like dying. He almost won a Heisman because everybody felt sympathy for him.
I don't think they only won a Heisman just because of the sympathy. I think it was his peer performance.
But it helped, though. Publicity helps.
When you
everything.
Got a good story with everything.
Oh, come
yeah,
on, brother.
Sure.
If he didn't win that Heisman, it'd been top level.
They
just gave it to a cokehead instead. Which is cool.
Yeah, one thing I know about America, boy, they love a good story.
They got to have a story. America's a story. Like, come America on, look at this bullshit they playing with us. Yeah, come on, Christopher Columbus.
Full propaganda.
Come on,
and
man.
He still got a day.
Come on, they still trying to end it, knock down a statue. Stop it, man.
Wow.
Y'all, man, where
and
is that?
You see what I sent you on DM about Christopher Columbus.
What's that?
I sent to you about Christopher Columbus. They was talking about just like full everything with him, like the full transparency of what he had really going on.
Like he really came to murder.
Yeah, and he really was bringing slaves on ships and then all this other stuff. And then next thing you know, they were dying. He only cared about them because they like was dying on the ship. Something, I don't want to paraphrase it, but yeah, he was fully in the mix of
cargo.
The bullshit. Yeah, and then next thing they got, he got a whole day.
Yeah,
and people celebrate this every year. It's crazy, actually coming up, ain't it? Columbus Day.
It is though. They're trying to end it, and they go and get that up out of here, man. It's just propaganda, man. Life is propaganda. Life is perception.
How y'all give that man a day from the beginning though?
Because it's America, man.
It's crazy.
We Americans. The most
pillaged, plundered, raped,
that's
killed.
What we did.
Everything, and then y'all gave him a day for doing it.
They came here, took everything from the Indians, killed all the Mayans, had a treaty with the British. Traded on them.
Yep.
Killed them, got them out of there.
Yep.
Then have a war with each other.
Yep.
And then we got America.
Yep.
Come on, man. All bullshit. Look at all that bullshit.
It's insane.
Yeah, and act like nothing happened. Like, come on. But that's the American
and
way.
But the crazy part is they'll say, don't forget.
Like, what 9/11.
Don't forget this. But then,
what about all the stuff?
If you talk about the old back in the day days, they'd be like, oh, well, that wasn't us white people. This is not the present white people. It was the.
Yeah. But we want to celebrate 4th of July and all that. Why?
Columbus Day.
Yeah, and all them days. And, yeah, yeah. Like, why are we doing all that then? We ain't forgetting that, are we? Why we can't forget the bad? Why we got to forget the bad? Forget the good on your side?
Right.
Or when y'all fought a war and won against the British and all that, 4th of July. Like, why are we celebrating that?
Yeah.
That's old.
Yep.
Yeah, shut up, man. We ain't forgetting nothing, man. Yeah. We're going to grow from it, though. We do need to grow from it, though.
They don't like when you talk about slavery.
Yeah, they hate that. Like, that's old. Nigga ain't old to who?
How old was it really? It went dark like it was 1,000 years old.
It ain't that old.
It's not that old, really.
No, that's
in all reality.
In reality, that's a nigga not that long ago.
Yeah, for sure.
Not that long ago, niggas couldn't go to the store not too long ago. They couldn't stay in school.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali said it best on that one speech where he was talking about, like, yeah, when he was talking about white people, he was like, yeah, you might be a cool white person. Remember when he was talking that talk on that show?
I forgot what show. Talking to them in front of the whole crowd.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali was talking that shit that day.
Yeah, you know they got that good understanding of him. Farrakhan was talking to Mike Wallace and all that. He blowtorched him. Yep. That's the purest understanding. Yeah. You know
Farrakhan really going to blowtorch
because he got too much info. You know what I'm saying? And it's real.
Yeah.
But at the same time, nigga, what y'all niggas really did? Like, come on, man. That's a finagle.
He's stupid.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, Sharpton.
All you niggas finagling. All them niggas finagling too.
Yeah.
Don't get it, Michigan. Where my shit at, man? I ain't giving nothing.
The jig is
Come
up.
Come on, man.
Don't get it fucked up or misconstrued.
Shout out to all y'all, but what y'all really doing?
Nah. But America, boy.
But no one compared to America.
Pure stories.
Yes, they do, man.
You know what I'm saying?
And you just got to really do your research and know your history to fully understand it, man.
Yeah.
And so that's why you got to move accordingly. And that's why also but you got to move a lot of ferociousness how you get your money and how you present yourself.
For sure, but you know, that's the thing where, like, we still playing catch up. You know what I'm saying? White people put themselves, is there, the white people, like, the people that's be on that white supremacy shit, they think that, you know, they're the most superior form of race or whatever, blah, 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 stuff like that, right? But the thing is really, it was strategically, y'all did that on purpose from the jump before anybody was ever thinking about that, right? So y'all did that, and then now everything that we're doing after is all purely playing catch up. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, of course.
Whether it's with money, businesses,
had a 400-year head start. Imagine what a 400-year head start when you was brought here as a commodity.
Yep.
You was brought here as basically like some crops and corn. Niggas was traded to England for ginger and like
crazy, right?
Yeah, like you was traded for that.
For bullshit.
Come on, man. For like
seasoning salt.
It was salt. It was salt and ginger.
Mm-hmm.
Like niggas was traded for it. So like you it's came insane. As a commodity to be a full human. Like so understand that progression. So of course you're scared of it because look where we came from, a commodity to being the most influential, the most copied, and the most feared people on the earth, and the most loved anywhere across the world. Like there is no better loved human when you walk this earth and admired than a black man.
I agree.
Anywhere on this motherfucker. I'm going everywhere.
But you'll never get full glory for it.
You'll never get full glory. You're always going to be hated. You're always going to be ridiculed. They're always going to try to tear you down. But they can't stop us, bro. We came from being commodities, bro, to being the hottest commodity.
And speaking of that, did you watch the movie Elvis yet?
No, I didn't. Still ain't seen that. Shout out to Elvis, man. Shout out to my nigga Elvis. I got to see it. I'm going to see it this week for sure.
You got to watch it. Because
I got to do it. That's he motherfucking definitely.
One of the ones.
So I got to do my research on my nigga Elvis. Yeah. But, you know, what you told me. He definitely, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Got that nigga blood dripped inside of his
soul. Yeah, but I brought that up because, you know, that's when they won the most is when, you know, they took something that the black culture did and then put it in front of their own. And then, you know, they monetized it the best. You know what I'm saying?
Because, yeah, that's what anything.
Yeah, that's why it's crazy how it be like that. But, yeah, they stole from the core of it. And then next thing you know, monetize it with theirs and, you know, make it seem like their idea. No different than America. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. I mean, just like they was doing all that stuff on TikTok, sticking all the young little nigga moves and young girl moves and all that, and white girls doing them and going super viral, getting big endorsements and sponsorship from all these companies.
Yeah. Or even think about what white women have done with their bodies but compared to what black women's bodies kind of have always
been. I don't
know,
though. Nigga bitches been putting blonde hair in their shit and all that weird shit, though, and getting perms and shit. Nigga bitches.
Nah, but think back in the day. When was they doing that?
Always. Getting perms and all that, getting hair straight like they ain't your hair, baby.
No. Not that. I'm talking about like back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like that's something that was evolved into, right? Where they started doing stuff like that. Because
The richest black lady ever was doing perms and getting the hair presses and all that.
Yeah, but where'd it come from? When did perms like start? When did they start hot combing the hair and doing all that shit?
Back in the day.
Yeah, but this is the point I'm getting to, is when white people controlled the narrative, right? The social media, all these different platforms, and
defined. Not no social media. We talking about in 1800s, man.
Yeah, I'm talking about when televisions and all this stuff. I'm talking about like
even before that, but yeah.
What, you think so?
Yeah.
Hmm. There had to be some. If it was around then it had to be some form of, where did that come from?
It was like newspapers and all that.
Yeah. But, so there was still a form of media outlet, though, right?
Yeah,
and
for
what,
sure.
What America defined as beauty. You get what I'm saying?
But why are you conforming to something that's not you, though? Now, whose fault is that?
I mean, people do that in 2022 right now.
I mean, that's, hey, fuck them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they don't mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I say this, though.
But you got to go through some real shit to find out who you really are.
I feel like when it comes to women, both cultures be stealing from each other. You know what I'm saying? Of course, black people get stole from more. But black women will do a lot of shit the other cultures be doing, too. You know what I'm saying? From the hair to the makeup to the eyes, the noses and all that, they be goddamn, it's getting crazy now. It's different now. Now it's real different. You know what I'm saying? But of course now they want to make the body look like black woman body and all that. Yeah, I see that too, but it goes both ways.
Lip injections.
Yeah, because it's even like.
What they call it, Botox in the lips.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know? But it's even like, it goes both ways, man. Of course we're going to be copying more from the women to the men.
Cornrows in the hair.
Yeah, but like I said, we got the wigs, they got the blonde hair, they got the nigga, they doing that shit too now.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? Even bleaching their skin in all them other countries, Africa, Jamaica, and
Michael
all that.
Jackson.
Come on, Michael, tell me, got some. Nigga, you had one little thing on your finger, one little white finger. Oh, God, shut up.
Yeah, but I think vitiligo.
Yeah,
I think that came from a more of a space of insecurity. His dad used to call him ugly, beat him up.
Yeah, that's what he did the nose. So why your nose like that, nigga? Why your face like that?
Yeah, people always made fun of it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And he was a smooth nigga, no homo sapien.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
He went too crazy, man. But hey, I mean, if you don't love yourself, don't matter.
Anybody can be smooth if you got some good confidence, some good self-belief in yourself.
But
that's
you gotta
where
love yourself.
From.
If you don't love yourself, bro, nothing matters.
That's true.
You liable to do and say and fall for anything if you don't love yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Until you find out inner love, you lost, bro.
And disperse a good aura of confidence about yourself.
Right. And it gotta be real confidence.
Yeah.
It can't be
man-made.
Fabricated. Yeah. If it's man-made confidence, it can break eventually.
Yeah.
Like if you truly are who you are, you can't be fucked with, man.
Right.
And that's how I always been.
That's,
you know what I'm saying? No one can't tell me, oh, now, people like to say that, but they can't know me for real.
Right.
Oh, now you got money, this and what?
Yeah.
Nigga, I was 10 million times worse with money. I knew I was who I was.
Yeah, I could definitely say
I was on a rampage
worse.
To make the world know that they couldn't fuck with me.
Yeah.
Once I got money, I kind of relented.
You did.
Yeah, a lot. So it's like, because I always knew who I was. And then I proved myself right, and it actually made me relax. Like, nigga,
in the process, you prove everybody else wrong.
It is what it is, man. Let me relax a little bit. But
for sure.
And people always ask me, where you get your self-confidence from? God. You know what made me this way?
Facts.
So get yours up, man.
And that's something that you gotta instill in yourself early.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you really do. Like, you know, no matter. And that's where the conformity came from, right? So it's like, you're talking about, like, with the hair and different things. Like, even if it was in the 1800s,
right,
it's still like, there was and that's what I was trying to say. There was still a thing that was put out there that was like, oh, here's
had
what,
to be, because you got to think about it. When it was black,
because you're not going to just do that.
Yeah, if you're a black slave and now you're free and you get to be, you get a little money about yourself, and now you get to run around with white people, you want to kind of conform to the society. You won't be no big ass Afro walk. Look at this nigga. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Slap him, put his ass back in there. So you want to, let my shit drop down. Let me mark more shadidi. Let me put the dress on like the white lady, and you got to conform to society because you just coming out of being a free slave. So that's probably when some of that stuff started.
Yeah.
Eventually, you start finding your own and love your own self, and then it grew, you know what I'm saying? But you know, that stuff does transfer to the day, you know what I'm saying?
So I always say insecurities. I was talking to a DJ the other day, and we were talking about, like, where does insecurities come from? Insecurities comes from, like, that hair, when somebody did that, I don't think that was a thing that was just created. They figured out, how can I make my hair look like hers?
Most definitely.
You see what I'm saying?
How can I blend into society?
Exactly.
I am free now. I don't want them to single me out and look at this nappy head nigga. I mean, look, my shit look closer to theirs so I can fit into society. That's probably how it started.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, that's probably. And you know, niggas had to press motherfucker. You know, the motherfucking Malcolm X.
Malcolm X had that too. He was a pimp too.
Yeah, you got to. They said throw that motherfucking duke in that thing.
He was charging it to the bitch, man.
Yeah, he had to do it, man. Yep. So it's like they've been doing that even in the old niggas. They been doing them old. They had the hairdos, you know what I'm saying? Temptations and all that.
All that. I got down from the garbage can. Got the bass singer.
And they
got the high pitched person over here.
They trying to be white man mode with it. They trying to be big, goddamn.
Big white man.
Because I had to blend in to get to the bag.
Yes.
So I get it, but it's been going on.
Right.
So it's like, but of course, nigga, we the originators of everything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes you got to play the game to win the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But that comes from a place of where you're watching it, and that's where those insecurities come from. Like, where, yep. You know what I mean? Like, that's why you don't ever see white people trying to conform to the black culture. You always see the black culture trying to conform to the white culture. You see what I'm saying? Because they run everything. You know what I'm saying? They got their hand and they got their feet and everything. They controlling shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you'll see black people, when we all around each other, it's all... We are how we are, but then we all black people got this down. Funny thing when you talk, call making a reservation appointment. You put on your white person voice, kind of.
I think that's type. I don't do it, but
I'm not saying you do.
Our moms,
every nigga has.
You got the white mom, brother.
I do have the white mom.
My mom used to definitely do that. That phone call. Hello. I would like to. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But
thank God, nigga. We free men. We do the fuck we want to. I be on there straight, nigga. What's up, man? Hey, man, get my.
But
you know, man,
you can't say that you ain't never. Come on, brother. We used to work a job together, brother.
No. Not at that job.
No, I didn't do it.
But I should do like a telemarketing job. Again. I should do that. Like, hello. Hello, guys. Hello, kids. You know what I'm saying?
So that's what I'm saying. That's something that's funny within the black culture for the people that out there that don't
for
know
sure.
that maybe white
that's
watching
something
this.
You had to do at one point in time.
Exactly.
Life,
like,
for sure.
Or police pull you over.
You get real structured. You get real structured, man. Go look at any of my videos I'm pulled over. Y'all check me out. I'll be structured.
But if you notice a white cop, If a white person gets pulled over by a black cop, he ain't changing up his dialect.
He don't never got to.
So that's what I'm saying. That culture doesn't ever have to do that. So
they got free pass on that thing.
Right. You see? So what I'm saying is, though, is like those insecurities come from places. So whether it's from an experience like that or experiencing your kid, and like how you said with niggas with the hair, right? If they're watching something and they don't deem themselves to be beautiful because this is what they define as beautiful, that's going to bring in a place of insecurity. So that's what me and DJ were talking about the other day. Like, if you see the hair... And you like, I ain't got that hair. Now you're insecure about your hair because you're viewing and basing things off of what people is telling you is beautiful or not.
Yeah, it's so weird. I mean, but I get it, though. Everybody's not strong mentally or has the like you say, that self-love of themselves to just not care. Thank God I always did, man. So I never, like, no one could tell me, like, man, you should. I be looking at motherfucker, I'm the coldest nigga walking. I don't need nothing extra. I don't need nothing. They be like, you want some hair? No, I'm cool. I like my bald scalp, nigga.
Yeah.
Even when I had 360 waves, braids down my back, I always wore a hat. So it's like, that shit don't, nigga, you got the wrong one. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I get it. Everybody ain't got that understanding, but you know what I'm saying? God bless the people that
One thing I always tell people that deal with that or feel that is to understand, like, if you see somebody with something that you don't got, you know what I'm saying? There's something that you got that they don't got.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, even if you conform yourself, like Michael Jackson, he tried to conform everything about himself and try to make everything a version of what he wanted to be. So a lot of people do that with money, and then they start doing all these surgeries and all these different things.
Right.
But then you'll find out it's an endless list of things that you feel
never.
Like you got. You know what I'm saying?
You never can suffice it.
No.
And then you just go down a tunnel of doing so much, now you don't know who you are.
Now your nose is falling off.
Your nose got to put it on when you wake up in the morning. You understand me?
And all it do is make it worse.
Yeah, man. Man, so the key to life, man, is knowing who you are.
Embrace it.
And loving yourself and growing person. I say it all the time, but it's so true.
Absolutely.
And once you do that, look how far you will go. Because once you are you and your original self, you are the one that can grow something to know it never been done before.
Facts.
You could write your own path. You could write your own history.
Because God only made one of you.
Right. Yep. And he wants you to be that way, but most people just fold and go about the process of following
trying
others.
To defy what God made you to be.
Right, and you ruin your whole legacy you could have had. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because you think that this person is a better image of what you feel like you want to be, but you got to understand, if you stay in your lane.
You had it.
Nip said it one time. Nip said, there ain't no traffic in your lane.
It ain't none.
There ain't no traffic in your lane.
Yep. And so it's easier
stay
for you
lane,
to go
man.
And not crash and look at somebody. You're just going. And the further you go, the more you learn, the more you can grow. I know it's a difficult process doing that. But the greats I've known and I've watched and I studied, that's what they've done.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? If you just want to be mediocre or have a normal existence, I get it. Shit, it's easy to carbon copy or follow this way and follow trends and stuff. Go ahead.
For sure.
I want to be historical. Put me up there in the sky, man. Big statues, man. Gargoyle.
But if everybody was their best self, for sure, if everybody was their best self at being them and was cool being in their lane, you'd have a lot of all-time greats. But what happens is and a lot of people would be historical as much as you say and you want to be, right? And are. So the thing is the people that would just stay they self, be cool with they self, love they self, and be okay with being themselves, You know what I'm saying? Y'all would be just as historical if you just focused on just maximizing you instead of looking at other people and trying to be like, oh, they got something I don't got, or for either hating on them or either trying to be like them. Like, you ain't going to win like that. Just win. You win being you.
Yeah, man.
That's like, your gift.
Trying to hate and pull down and all that, that's all that is bringing extra, you know, traffic in your way. Because now you got extra animosity. People hate you. They don't try to pull, you know what I'm saying, pull things in front of you and slowing your traffic. You need to just worry about yourself and go. Somebody running faster than you, God bless them. That got nothing to do with you. Worry about your race. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, win your race of life, man.
That's a fact.
Straight up, man.
Because even this shit, like, to kind of jump back to the untold stories that they've been having on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Even, like, the whole Mateo shit, right?
Mateo!
Like, the person, the dude that was messing with him, that was catfishing him, right? Yeah. You got to think he wasn't comfortable with himself. He was lying.
Sure wasn't.
Being
and was obsessed with the lie.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Doing little kid voices.
So much to the point that he believed in this shit. Just purely delusional.
And believing it. And you had the number one athlete in the country at the time.
Yeah, and he's trying to make it seem like he had a good heart about doing this shit.
It's crazy. Yeah. Still to this day, talking like type out of pocket. Like, it was cool. Like, you lucky your head ain't on the stake, boy.
Yeah.
You understand me? Lucky he was calm and cool and then put that money up to get you fried, man.
Most people are going to try to kill you, man.
Yeah, for sure. Whatever it
at
takes.
At that level of everything he put on the table and
he lost hundreds of millions of dollars.
1,000,000,000%. He supposed dropped to be first round within the first 10 picks. He went the second round.
And then his whole career was in shambles. He made it a long time. Don't get it, Mr. Scrutiny. He played in the league for a few years, but it was injury progue and his mind
was. It was the most important part that he couldn't get back.
Yeah, because you got to think about
it. He said he was on the field, and he said he felt at home. He never felt nothing.
Yep.
And then next time after that shit, he was worried about everything.
Everybody looking at him, laughing at him, talking about him.
Yep.
If he mess up a play, they'll be like, oh, this is the nigga with the boyfriend, the fake girlfriend type. He had to think about all that. Yep. And then that's, of course, you're going to get hurt because now your body ain't moving the same. Your thought, it's just, they messed up everything. So.
But the point is the dude was uncomfortable with who he was.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? To the point where you fucked up somebody else's life. You know what I'm saying? It's
crazy.
And get it, everybody got to go through their course. They got to go through their course. Yep. You know what I'm saying? They ain't for nobody to judge or come at. You know what I'm saying? Because one thing, I ain't gonna lie, when I was watching it, I said, man, what the fuck happened to him? Or did he have to go through for him to do that to somebody else? Hurt people, man.
That's devastating.
Yep, 100%. So I said, he must have experienced some real shit,
for
dog,
sure.
That he nobody know or he ain't never gonna share or tapped in with. You know what I'm saying? Because do that and to be that diabolical with the lies.
He definitely had a sneaky uncle up in there, a little, you know what I'm saying? Stepdad putting the motherfucking, hey.
You know, and then
hide
he was,
the cucumber
and then
type.
He was chopping up with Mateo's cousins, homies, and different
all the people.
People,
the whole family. You know what I'm saying? Whole family. And then you came to a game, act like you was the dead girl cousin, brought
hugged
the kid,
the nigga.
Brought the fake little sister to the game and all that.
You had the kid on the propaganda?
Yeah, hugged him and all that. Sniffed his trousers.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? All that. Definitely sniffed the trousers after the game.
You know, another one that was on Netflix that was crazy was the referee one.
I know, that's untold, yeah. All I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that one was crazy because you know the referee. You
the
know
betting
what I'm saying?
And all that, yeah.
Yeah, bro, but you
fixing
know that
the
whole thing, they said they only got like 20,000, 30,000
pennies.
But then the mafia and them was making millions.
Of course they are. It's the mafia, boy. They ain't playing. You kidding me?
Damn.
Take these pennies and shut up.
Yeah, I thought that was insane.
That's the game.
No, you got to watch the referee one.
I'm going to watch
the boxing one with the chick.
Got to watch.
And you
got to
watch
the
referee one.
Listen to me now. Because my nigga Don King heavily involved.
Oh, so you already know it's some bullshit going on.
You got to know that. That nigga gave the propaganda because he was doing good. He said, I want to sign you.
Right.
Came out there, brought the limo and all that, put the contract on table, sign it now. They were like, oh, we don't get a lawyer. He said, you sign a deal now, ain't no deal.
Yeah.
Okay? You sign a deal now, or ain't no deal.
That's crazy.
You signed a deal, because they was making like 500 a fight. The first joint, they was making like 15 rack. Nigga, what you going to do?
He knew he didn't want them lawyers
but
involved.
But nigga, the next fight, it was the number one pay-per-view in the whole world. Nigga, it was out of there. 30 M's.
How do niggas like Don King live with himself, man?
Because he went to murder game.
He is.
He killed niggas with his bare hands.
But still, though, even
he's still in the game.
The killing, okay. The money, the finagling,
the money,
lying,
the killing,
the deceit.
What you gonna do? How you gonna beat him?
But still, though,
he
like,
with everything.
Cool. That's cool. God bless him. But the thing is why are you doing all that fuck shit and living with yours? That's
it's America. It's America, man. What's his line? Only in America,
only
right?
America.
You dealing
only
with one
America.
Of the ones, man.
Yeah.
Don King is one of them.
Yeah, God bless him, boy.
Can't be fucked with. It wouldn't be no Muhammad Ali. Wouldn't be no George Foreman.
You got to pray for his soul,
wouldn't
man.
Be no Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be none of them, man.
Yeah.
And he's still there,
I think
boy.
They still would have been there, but you know what I'm saying?
Nah.
Yeah.
He did the rumble in the jungle, boy. How he do that? It was nothing. You saw how he constructed that, right?
Yeah, even if he put them fully in the MOOC, right?
Yeah.
Like, nigga, that don't justify all the fuckery.
We ain't saying it, but he cold.
Yeah.
He cold-blooded. He wanted him. Top
Mike
10
Mike Tyson wanted to kill him.
But did he?
Nah.
Okay. And he still got them M's.
Yeah, he did.
He didn't do nothing.
That bottle of water. Look, that's about as close as it got.
He beat him up, though, in the limo.
Yeah.
And all
oh, yeah,
that.
Yeah, and on the highway, right?
Beat him up.
Yeah,
so?
Yeah.
Hey, he ain't tripping.
Damn.
That boy, come on, man.
Don King crazy, man.
Don King, one of my favorite guys. You know what I'm saying?
Is he one of the ones?
What?
Because you stopped yourself. I didn't know if you was going to give it to
one
him.
One of the ones.
What? That's one of my top five guys, Don King.
Damn.
What? That nigga cold. Kill niggas with his bare hands.
That nigga grimy.
Don't give no damn. Got the biggest bag in history. Fly flamboyant. Got his own style with the hair, with the jewelry, with the
flat. He did create his own wave.
What are you talking about?
He's so grimy.
On taglines.
Bro, if that's what it takes to win, I don't want to win that.
Man, shout out to my nigga Don, man. I'm with the Don Kingery, man.
Yeah,
I'm with it, man. Yeah, only in America.
I might have to watch that one.
Only in America.
He did do the two things.
You ain't never seen his biopic?
No.
You ain't seen the Don King movie?
No. I think I seen it a while ago, right? Years ago, right?
It's old. Yeah, Vin Rains played it.
I seen it, but I never really fully tapped it.
I remember he did the one with, because Larry Holmes got beat up or something, or broke his hand or something. He was like, man, I'm hurt, man. He said, man, I need you to fight next month again. He was like, man, I'm hurt. Said,
Larry Holmes was talking about that on Vlad TV.
Like, nigga, you gonna fight through the money out of him. Next week, boy, you're fighting. Or else. What are you talking about?
Anyway, you're gonna go get my money.
Oh, you is. Nigga, dog. Oh,
Lord! Nah, man, pray for that man's soul, brother.
Yeah,
the grimy
it's fried.
Shit
no, it's fried. Yeah, it's
in
fried.
In the fucked up
He had
East.
The Klitschko's. He had everybody, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah, he didn't touch on all the sacks of
and
money.
And he's still here. Yeah. And he's still here to this day, man.
Speaking of boxing, the whole Austin McBroom, Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, we jumping.
Yeah, I know. We going all around. But the boxing, because it's pretty.
No, because we know that, that was crazy.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Fuck it up.
Hilarious. Shout out to everybody in them show sugar loves that get. Listen, for one, let's break this down.
Respect anybody getting that ring.
Yeah, because I'd be wanting to do it. I'm getting a little older now. Y'all niggas waiting too much time. That should have got me. That should have got me 5 years ago.
Yeah, or a couple years ago.
Now it's like, hey, brother, shit, making my
piece of prosperity.
Yeah, but you'd have got me 3 years ago. I'd have whooped any nigga. Tyson thought I didn't give a fuck. But now I'm looking nigga old. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I still think I can do it, but hey.
For sure. But we got so much shit to catch up on. We're going to catch up.
Hey, but shout out to the show.
This is what we
came out of. It was legendary, man. Adrian Peterson. We all know he brain dead. I had numerous counters with him in Minnesota. Nigga slower
than fuck a lot of his girls, too, didn't you?
I fucked his girls, baby mamas, and all that. Hey, three of them, man. Minnesota was mine.
What was his name?
No names at all, brother. Hold on. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, look, brother.
He got a few baby mothers, doesn't he?
He got a few of them. He do got a few of them, and I know all of them.
Three of
them. No, but
on personally.
Oh, for sure. They know me. But yeah, man, listen, AP got knocked out by Le'Veon Bell. We know Le'Veon Bell. Gave him 30 at the All-Star game. Killed him. You can't. I'll whoop you, nigga. I'll beat you on the court, nigga.
We did play with him.
The MVP. Yeah, did our game winner on him? Rip him and dunk it. Hey.
He did go crazy on him.
So I got both of them niggas.
You know, right there. There you go.
Come on, man.
100%.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
So, but he knocked that nigga out with that motherfucker. Boom! Yep. Flatline. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to AP, bro. He just had too much to the head. You know what I'm saying?
But AP, you can tell AP got some hit, though. He got some umph behind them punches.
I mean, he's one of the most ferocious, strongest running backs in history, bro.
Genetically gifted,
but he's stiff body, like a real moving nigga going.
You don't think Le'Veon was a little stiff?
He was stiff, but he had a little bit more because he played ball a little bit. So he had a little bit more movement, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
He was stiff, but then he was pop, turn to the side, cop. You know what I'm saying? He was put a little crossover punch on him. But AP just too, you know what I'm saying, robotic transformer brain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to AP. I had a great story, AP, one time. I remember I was in the club, and this is at Cream. This is AP at his pinnacle now.
Adrian Peterson,
man. Minnesota Vikings, one of the coldest running backs ever. He's killing shit at this time.
Right.
We in the club, Cream. And I'm downstairs with a
regular. I never experienced Cream. It was there while I was in prison.
Yeah, it's the best club.
It was closed before I got out of prison.
Yeah, it was the best club anyway. Anybody know Minneapolis, you know that's the best club.
Yeah. I heard it was lots of fun, though. My brother always told me that.
It's the best, bro. It's the best. I've been everywhere, bro, like club-wise, Miami, L.A., whatever. Minnesota, Cream, number one.
Wow.
But I was downstairs with a regular.
Minnesota's just one in general as far as the state. If it didn't snow there, it'd be just as in demand as LA.
Listen, first moved to Minnesota, bro,
diversity is so
I
crazy.
I couldn't believe it. Like
we got everything there.
It was hidden gem, especially at that time. Because when I moved there, it had to be 2000. What was it? Cause my grandma died that same year, RIP grandma. So it was like 2005, 2006. So this is Randy Moss and them.
Yeah.
This is Randy Moss and them, Dante Culpepper. This is nigga Sprewell with Sam Cassell, Whit Garnett. This is everybody at their pinnacles.
Yep.
And then it's every club.
Stephon Marbury type time run.
Yeah. Like, it's every club is going on at the same time every night. So it's like 6 days out the week a club is popping, but it'd be like three clubs at the same. It was, I was dropped off there. I was like, nigga, well, I'm not leaving. And I didn't leave for 14 years. But anyway.
I always tell you, the diversity in Minnesota is so.
And it's so much love. It's easy. Don't get it fucked up now. If you get with the wrong people, you will get eradicated.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting that wrong understanding.
Yeah, I'm from Northside Minneapolis.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah, it gets that way.
You got to know how to play the field.
I think that way in every city and state, though.
Yep, for sure. But I just came in and got cool with the Northside niggas, the right niggas, and the Southside niggas, the right niggas. Right away.
You was real tapped in with Southside.
Southside was my side. You know what I'm saying? But I was super cool with the end of niggas, the old Digital City and all that. Them niggas, my Dave and all them. Them top level niggas on that side. So I was
names, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Nigga saved me a few times. You know, my name came on that sheet a few times. Like, hey, they're like, nope, leave him alone.
He good, he made man.
Numerous times.
Yeah, good
from
fella.
From all sides.
Good fella.
Yeah, good guy.
Yeah.
Hey, thank God I know how to play the field, baby, because I know my name came up. We going to get, hey, no, that's a good cool.
Yeah.
All praise the Most High.
You get whacked for trying to whack.
Oh, for sure. Because them niggas standing with me. Because I kept it a fish still to this day.
100%.
And all praise the Most High for that, because he could have left. Man, for sure.
But you seen it. You was in the club?
In the club with AP. This is Cream. And this at his pinnacle. And he at his pinnacle. Mm-hmm. So I'm downstairs with the regular pedestrians. Like, it's 18 and up down here, then the 21 up VIP is upstairs. Right. Then you got the red room. Then you got the white room where all the NFL niggas be and just going crazy. Be crazy. Mm-hmm. And you got the whole top part. It's wild, right? So I'm down there with the regular pedestrians type, peons type. You know what I'm saying?
You had regular admission with three of them?
No, I was hunting down there, sir.
Oh, you was hunting down there.
I put the predator mask on. You know what I'm saying? With the put my little thing up. I was down there getting the straggler mooks.
Okay.
So them be the good finds.
Right. Okay.
And I'm down there.
The rough type.
What? Yeah. So I'm down there hunting on my three of them.
You only hanging out with the peasantry folk just for the.
Just to get the full king standovery. You know what I'm saying? So I'm down there. They're just looking up like, oh my God, he's down here with this type.
But you're not one of them, you said.
Never. Even at my brokest, I still was three of them. The guy standing tall, fly with a little piece of jewelry on Corvette. You know what I'm saying? Cadillac.
Okay.
So, but. I stand up. This is how you do it, though. I stand up there.
At that time, it was a Lexus, though, right?
At that time, it was a Jaguar S-Type.
Yeah.
I still killing most at that time.
Yeah.
That's up front. They don't know I only pay $7,000. They call 70. I pay $7 cash.
Right, put a little extra stink on it for him.
Oh, you know, all
give
black.
Give him the propaganda.
This is my
suited up real good.
Yo, had to do that.
Put little wheels on there, a little Mako paint job.
Had to do that.
You know, the Mako was always the
finagle. That Mako, that $1,000 gets
man,
you right.
No, you get what's cheaper, the 300.
Oh, that 300, but I had to get it. I did that on my Seaboom. I did that three ply mother. It was like 780.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I had a Plymouth Breeze before.
It was Ashy Larry before that. And I threw that Mako on there.
Yeah, just cover up all the rust.
Ooh, that Mako's coming handy.
Don't even put the clear coat.
Yeah, I Mako that thing. I know you're talking about. That was my Seaboom, though. But this, I'm in that. S-Type Jaguar cost me $7,000 cash-a-roo. I traded in the Sebring 4 to keep it pure and threw an extra four Bandaroos on it. That's how I got that.
No, I'm light-skinned, brother. I'm a bruise, brother.
I was in the gym today, man, drinking my green juice.
Give me a clot.
With a beautiful Denmarkian bitch.
Oh, shit, okay. So that day when you was in the club, what happened? You was down there because you said you was down there hanging with the people you thought was beneath
you. I was
you.
Down there with the peasants. Just letting them get some of this king drippery.
Okay.
And I'm just, because what you do, you stand at the top. We're on the top levels. You're up there with Randy Moss and the Timberwolves just played goddamn 76ers Iverson in there and shit.
You really more legendary than all them.
They so looking at me like, damn, how are you doing today,
John? So to be down here with the people
man,
beneath
always,
y'all type.
Man, can you tell me who that girl right there asking me all the questions? Man, get on me, AI. Yeah. Relax, brother. Watch out. I got the answers.
Not the A3.
Man, quit touching me, man.
Damn.
I got the answers, nigga. Keep asking me, nigga. I got the answer today.
You the answer, huh? Not him, you.
Who that girl there? Nigga, I got the answer. Man, watch out, little dude. Nigga, with this little.
Oh, shit. He is about 6'3", huh? 6'2"?
He's 6 foot, man.
Okay, see, I try to give him a little extra.
I'm 6'6". But anyway, yeah, so like, boom.
So they all beneath you.
Oh, yeah. Randy Moss is like, man. Like, man, what's up, brother? How you goddamn get these? How you know how to dress and all that? Man, quit asking me personal business.
Yeah, man,
I ain't no
like
stylist.
That?
Yeah, shout out to Randy,
you had a beard dripped in, too?
No, but I was full three of them with the mom. I just know how to dress.
So how'd you play it to where you felt like you could be amongst them and be above them?
This is how you do it,
How'd you
brother?
Do that, brother?
Okay, we're going
to... Because can I just elaborate a little
gonna
bit?
We're going to get back to the AP, bro.
Yeah, we're going to get to the AP, but I got to just elaborate.
I got green juice.
There's probably people out there that want to
I got green juice.
Okay.
I drinking green juice,
what's that do for you?
Because my stomach was fucked up.
Yeah, you have food poisoning type.
Yeah, definitely.
Shit in your drawers.
Oh, they get close to that, but motherfucker.
Thought it was a fart, a little shit squirted out your ass.
I never farted. I knew I couldn't do it.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't risking no
poops. You probably had a little closer where you was like, is this one
no,
of them?
No, no, no. I didn't have, I knew if I would have farted.
Shoot
it was,
on the,
niggas
on
the down Versace the leg. Sheets. It was nothing but water, brother.
Oh, damn.
So it was, it going to be dripping down a foot. It'd be in my shoe, brother.
Damn, blame it on the dog.
It going to have to.
Damn.
But it was straight liquidy, brother. Yeah, yeah. It was coming out like that.
I mean,
but
you was getting old, though, brother, so maybe it's just...
So I was nervous, nigga. Yeah. I don't know. I'd look up the goddamn symptoms, bitch. I thought I was dead already. Shit. How that looked to me.
Don't ever self-diagnose yourself
God,
on Google.
Don't do that, man. I was, nigga, I was giving it up. I was writing my will and shit. Hey, Trent, hey, listen up, man. I got jury over here in the safe, man. I got 700,000 over here, man. Here to my ledger. I got
that's
the
just
ledger.
One account.
Yeah, I got this ledger for you, bud. 300 right here in Ethereum. Goddamn, motherfucking shit. It's over. You know what I'm saying?
Don't ever, ever Google symptoms,
man.
Ever and try to self-diagnose
yourself.
Motherfucker.
I'm just looking at the ceiling like, at least I didn't became a millionaire.
You say you got a headache. They tell me you got a brain aneurysm.
Oh, don't do that. A headache.
And your arm go numb.
Oh, yeah.
Blood clot.
Oh, the worst, yeah, that leg. If your leg, my leg was numb for 2 days. Oh, you got that big leg artery, motherfucker, that go to the heart. Oh, it's over.
The biggest one, the most diabolical one.
Oh, yeah, I did that one time. I got a tattoo, and my leg was going numb because I was, you know, you get that leg tattoo, you try to fight it, you be stiff.
Yeah, my motherfucker, I don't got no leg tattoo.
Oh, yeah, but when you get one, boy, you're going to see. You be trying to fight like you tough, nigga. Yeah. Nigga, my whole leg was numb for like 2 days. I said, nigga, I told my sister, like, you sure? Because they got that artery go to your heart last month.
Google it, they say you got LS.
Yeah, my dad, mom, when she had that, she said her leg was messed up, did she end up dying? I said, fuck I call you for, motherfucker. You hang up on this motherfucking bitch. No, I'm saying. I'll just play it. But
you won't be mad you even talk to somebody. Like, why the fuck are you talking to somebody?
But okay, back to the club. So listen.
So
ask me what you want to ask me, nigga.
Yeah, that one I want to ask you, brother. So when you get in the world there with Randy Moss, Dante Culpepper, AI, all these niggas.
Little
right?
Niggas.
They're all beneath you.
Oh, for
so
sure.
So they're beneath you. God forbid how you look at the people in regular admission.
How dare you speak to me?
Oh, shit. Okay. So now you with them, right?
Yep.
How do you, because you ain't got more money than them at the time.
Nope.
Right? So now here's the thing. How do you get them to believe that you bigger than them and you blessing them by being around them?
Because I got more aura and exuberance.
Is that what it is? So break it down for the people.
So how I entered into that domain was my guy, you know, Troy Hudson at the time.
Okay.
40 million at the time with the Timberwolves and all that. I was always going in with him.
Right.
And I just came from Phoenix where I had the bag, man.
Uh-huh.
So I already knew
what you was doing out there.
Right. So I already came in with a nice little satchel. I'm dressed to the nines. I'm 6'6". Niggas don't even know who I am.
Right.
So I'm so mysterious, right? But I'm looking just as legendary as them, but no one know who I am.
How you doing that, though?
Because I came from a place I already had a little money. Then I'm with a nigga with a whole lot of money. Mm-hmm. We coming straight in through the back door. I'm standing there hovering.
So you finagling?
Like for sure.
But how's your finagle that strong?
I'm three of them, nigga. You don't know me?
Of course I do.
So imagine
this for the people, brother.
Okay, my bad, brother. I'm tripping.
I'm interviewing you, brother.
God damn it, okay, let me relax. I ain't talking to Slim. I'm talking to goddamn Corey Barrett.
Oh, shit, old government. Yeah, he talking to people. I'm trying to inform the people.
Look him up.
So what did you tell the people? Like, how did you do that? How's your finagle that strong?
How you move is you don't even talk to niggas, right?
So what you do?
You just move around. And you just get all the bitches, right?
Okay.
But so that's how I entered it.
You can't just walk around and get bitches. How did you get bitches?
That's how the bitches come to me. I'm three of them.
How'd you get them to do that, brother? How's your aura that strong where you magnifying
them? I'm a Venus flytrap, man.
Okay.
It's called Venus flytrap, nigga. You get super fly. You just stand there and be structured. You don't say nothing. And you have everybody looking like, who is this nigga? You walk around the perimeter
shit. You know
the
Venus flytrap gives off a little shit to attract the flies.
That's coming, though, by the drippery and the aura.
See, that's what I'm getting to. Okay.
Yeah, so the aura is so flamboyant. So then, when you talking to a bitch, and if you round niggas like the Randy Moss of them, you talking to get to hear that talk, and it's gonna be three of them talk. What's up, baby? Oh, I like that. You looking good, goddamn. And it's so funny.
So,
and
okay,
intriguing.
Hold on. So let's pause it real quick. Yep. Right? Venus flytrap. When there's one Venus flytrap, there's a bunch of them.
Yes, they are.
Right?
Yeah.
So if there's a bunch of them, they all got their shit open. They all got their little things that when soon as the fly landing triggers it, boom, closes it. Right. All the Venus flytraps look the same, brother. So how do you get this one?
Because they don't know who I am. So my shit is mysterious. You know that's who that. You know that's who that. Who is him? But, so the mystery draws him in even more, brother.
Okay, that's what it is.
That's the
so
aroma.
That one's standing out a little bit more than the other Venus. Because
I'm looking like him, but I'm not none of them. But I'm looking. I'm 6'6". I'm fly. Got an Avirex on, jewelry on.
You're a replica fly. Yes. Venus fly trap, but of a different breed.
Yes.
But you just learned to mimic
it. I got a different cut, so they all green. I'm a fluorescent hue lavender.
So they're like, I've never seen this one.
There
bro.
You go. And then you ask me a
but
question.
It looks similar to the other ones.
Who are you? It's over. Because then that talk come. Oh, you know me. I just came from out of town and I blow. But then the lies is, ooh, the lies.
Yeah, propaganda deep,
ooh,
huh?
I about to go overseas playing goddamn Guam. You know me.
You said you played for a couple NBA teams.
Yeah, a couple.
Ones that nobody knew.
Yeah, they cut me and shit. You know what I'm saying? I was going crazy. The lies was unlimited. But the understanding and the lookery was so top level that everybody was intrigued.
And by the time you got the kill, it's too late.
But it was too late.
You got them.
It's too intriguing.
They're like, damn, they could have had Randy Moss, but it ended up with Jarvis Rivers.
Yeah, but then I go outside, I got the Infinity truck out there in 26, take all the nigga whips. Infinity's truck on 26s, nigga.
Troy shit.
Yeah.
So you take the whip. Okay, yes. So you looking the part by being.
I'm coming stupid, nigga. Infinity truck, Cadillac truck.
So how'd that make them niggas feel to know that they knew you weren't one of them? Not yet at the time.
They didn't know nothing.
But they had. They
don't know nothing.
Yeah.
It takes a little time. After a while, they probably caught on.
Okay, but when they caught
on. They probably thinking big dope, man. They don't know. I could be overseas, get millions, nigga.
That's true.
They get millions overseas.
But you know, word of mouth spread fast.
I mean, that's why you got to lay them seeds down to make you crisp before catch on. You know what I'm saying?
This is
my first entry.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, niggas didn't know what was going on.
So when you around them, they looking at you like, nigga.
Yeah, and I'm calm.
He got to be one better
than And I'm not asking no questions. I ain't starstruck. I'm like, what's up, my nigga? Come on,
full
man.
Full thrill mode.
Just like, look at the
I'm blessing
the picture,
you niggas to even
the picture
be here
right
with
there.
You niggas.
And I'm and these the top niggas in the world. I'm like this. Oh, what's up, man? You cool,
how you
man?
Feeling, champ? Yeah.
Oh, man. I
God bless you,
bro. You be back
dude.
Here getting all the bitches, man. You know, I just be doing my thing, man. Now they see the aura, man.
Then words just stop.
Yep, and then I'm calm again. And then a bitch will come up, a bad bitch, they won't come up to me.
So you leave that mystery there, like you said.
Got to have a mystery, boy. Keep some shades on, hat on. They don't know what is underneath there.
Yeah, be done.
But I'm looking.
Put that
sturdy.
Bitch down like this, huh?
Oh, that was dumb low then. And then I'm so sturdy.
Yeah.
And then you know I'm going. Nigga's the problem. I'll go there. So it's like I'm not playing.
Right.
So it's like, nigga, what we doing? Mm-hmm. So I was. Just, so what I'm saying. So the people are so intrigued.
And like you said, you there with some people of sturdiness too. So they know it got to be some
man.
Going on.
Come on, man.
So who is this guy?
Right. I walk in.
So if that's how the niggas think, imagine how the bitches think.
Come on, man.
Damn.
So then I'm getting.
Cold motherfucker, man. Let's give it to three of them, man.
Three of them.
Been doing this.
One of them won.
So that's what I'm saying. So I lay them seeds down. So imagine I'm up there looking like the top of the top. And you don't know who they.
Just sitting there perched
that's
up.
That's a move. And you lean on the barrier and all the peons seeing you up there in the kingdom.
So they like, whoa.
And then you walk down door.
They thought they seen the Pope or some shit, huh?
Of course. You're giving them hope, nigga.
The Black Pope.
I got a song called Pope. No, then I walk down.
I think you got a song for everything.
I do. Then I walk down where they at now, and I'm amongst them. So them bitches like, oh my God, there he go. He was.
This is my opportunity of a lifetime.
And I'm just standing there perched up. Oh yeah, excuse me.
But really, they don't even know that you one of them.
Of course I am. I'm a peon too. I'm broken than them, shit. Nigga, I got nothing.
But perception, you was able to captivate them so much.
Perception is precious.
You used to call my fucker, man. Give it up for three of
them.
One of them won.
Gotcha, bitch. No, sir. Gotcha, bitch. No, sir. So, yeah, so when I go down there, nigga, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. So now I'm just going out there, number. So then I guess AP must have been watching
a lot of
my,
fish in a small barrel.
I guess AP was watching my move.
Okay, back to the AP.
So he's trying to come down too, like trying to be like the three of them.
Intermingle.
So when he get down there, I'm hunting, I'm fishing in the barrel, got all the little young bad with little 19s, his little 20s and all that, you know what I'm saying? He like, man.
Some ripe 18 type.
I'm going to take a ripe 18. Yeah. So she coming up, boom, boom, boom. I'm getting like three or four of them. He watching, so he come down, he next to me. He like, damn, bro. How you get all these bitches like that? And I look, and it's Asia Peterson. I said, man, if you don't take
behind you holding your coattail trying to get some game.
I said, what? I said, hey, my nigga, I just be chilling, man. You know,
the game to be so not told,
yeah,
champion.
I said, man, I just be chilling, bro. He's like, what you do, man? I said, I just do me, bro. Just, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Just, whatever I do, I just do it. You know what I'm saying? And women fuck with me. Like, man, that's crazy, bro. You be getting all the girls every time I see you. It is what it is, bro. Fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Hey, take my number, man. We have after parties at my crib and all that brand of girls. Nigga, I don't go no after parties with no niggas.
I want to hang around you.
Right. So he was like, yeah, you can bring some of the
girls. Made him like you even more, huh?
Yeah, of course. He's like, you can bring some of the- I don't do no after parties. I don't hang with no niggas after. I don't give a fuck who you is. I don't give a fuck you, Michael Jordan.
What?
I'm not going. I ain't sitting around no nigga house and just sitting there and all that.
Wait for him to say what to do, yeah, how to do it.
I'm cool, bro. Even at that time, I wasn't with that. So I was like, yeah, because he guess he tried to get me to recruit girls to go bring him. Nah, I'm cool, bro. I ain't doing that. So that's my encounter with him. So he was down there. I guess he didn't know how to talk to girls like that. He just tried to do AP shit. But they was coming to me, and he tried to see if I'm going to recruit some girls to go back to his crib with him for him. And I come too. Nigga, no, nigga. Then you niggas get in there, Bogart, steal the bitches, or do some extracurriculars, put it on me.
But the thing is, it was always baffled me how the niggas be having all that money, all that success, don't even know how to get no hoes. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't even know how to talk, you know, nothing. You know, but then I started finding out later, like when I first came home from prison and I started playing basketball, I said, oh, that's why these niggas ain't got no gift to gab at all, because you niggas always basketball was good enough.
That's it.
That's it. So they just know you play basketball. So they got to know you a basketball player in order for you to that pussy.
Why you think when like
they don't know how to talk?
People at the top schools or just about any school, they just walk around in their basketball sweats and their shit all the time.
Yeah. Once you know they're basketball players.
They don't wear nothing else.
They ain't got no kind of verbiage, though.
Yeah,
they be brain dead.
Yeah, got my whole
vegetable type.
They can walk around the whole uniform on shit with a basketball.
Crazy.
Get your goof ass out here.
Yeah, but I started to realize that, like, you motherfuckers don't know how to talk at all.
So that was always my advantage, like, my perception and then my talk overcome everything else. And my attributes are already through the roof, but, nigga, my perception and my talk game was going to be immortal. So
that's why you the... We know today.
Yeah, so it was always like that. Even in high school or wherever I was at, I was always moving like that. You know what
I'm saying? But that's why they get so many kinky downtowns now, because three of them was already three of them.
It's simple.
But then you already had to talk in because you had to take the back route.
I already had it. So that's
swim route type.
Yeah, for sure.
Then they just didn't get caught type. But then next thing you know, then from there, then you had the basketball type understanding. So you had the athlete brain mixed with the slim brain.
It was a whole bunch of them in there.
And then on top of that, then next thing you know, you get the money. Now it's just full King of Downtowns everywhere you go.
So now it's more like...
About to be King of Downtown in Hawaii soon.
Yeah, so now it's more like I know too much, right? So now I'm on the opposite side. So now I know how niggas move and how people come up or people perceive you. I really got it. So now I got to relax and not...
You gotta pull back now.
Yeah, because now it's
before
too much.
Before you go all in with
it. It didn't matter. I was gonna I'm gonna win regardless. Now I got too much to lose.
Yeah.
It ain't too much winning now.
Yeah.
It's just they coming up.
It's just one.
Yeah.
It was winning before, now it's just one.
Yeah.
W-O-N.
It's one.
I won.
Yeah, I won. So it's like now it ain't no I'm blessing whoever. Whoever I do that with and bring them around me, they coming up.
Blessing for them.
I'm not coming up at all.
Yeah. What you bringing to me?
Come on, man.
I'm already three.
So, yeah. Back then, I was just, nigga, I'm getting my numbers up.
Now I'm like, Coyle, nigga, one of the ones.
You coming up. I'm blessing you in tenfold.
Facts.
So, that's why I relax now, man.
Well, that's where we go in right AP, there, man. Three done blessed y'all by even giving y'all that talk for y'all to be able to watch the three. Even that talk that talk. It was a blessing for
but
y'all.
But it's hard. Only the top level could really decipher all that understanding how to be a Venus.
You
got to
be able to read between the lines.
Yeah, but that's some real shit how I maneuvered. That's how I do to every city, every school I ever went to. I always did that. You be quiet. You don't try to be extra loud and try to get to know everybody. Nope. Sit at my own table. I'm chilling, eat my own food, go to my clients. And
what's crazy? You're a reclusive person. You're a loner.
Yes.
I am too.
Even in public.
Because even in prison, anybody that was ever in prison with me, they'll know that. Slim went down there trying to make no friends. When I was playing basketball, I'm not trying to make no friends. I'm here to get the job done, do what I got to do. Leave me alone. Don't play with me a little while. It's going
to
go
there. I love to be
myself.
It's
going to go there quick.
Yeah, I don't need to be around nobody.
I'm not here to make friends.
I'm here to handle my business,
100%.
Man, and move how I want to move. I ain't here to kiss no asses and be the talk of the group and all that, man.
Yep.
People come to me, it's cool. If we rock, we rock. But I ain't got to be around you.
100%.
I'm the nigga.
Yep.
Shit.
100%. I ain't trying to appease nobody.
No, I can't do it.
You do your thing, I'm going to do my thing. You stay in your lane, I'm going to stay in my lane.
I wish you the best, because I know I'm going to do the best.
Yep, God bless.
Yeah, for sure. From the seed, too.
So God bless y'all, too, man, because that's the end of episode 37.
Episode 37.
Episode 38.
On the highway to heaven.
Stay tuned for it.
Three of them to God.
Yeah, pray for yourself.
Everybody ain't on that road.
Hey, you talking about, you know what I'm saying? Pray for yourself and repent, man.
For real, man.
A lot of y'all doing a lot of fraudulent shit out here, man.
Love
so make
yourself.
It right and do right.
You plant your seeds, know who you are, and know what your goals are. Like, even in them times, in my darkest times, or my come-up times, I was the same person because I knew what my objective was. Like, I already knew what my game plan was, and I executed it. All praise the Most High. Slim no more of my game plans that I needed and I said I was going to do, and I executed to a T, nigga. Yeah. And I said I was going to do, and I did it. And he knows what I'm talking about. So it's like,
for sure,
everything was mapped out. Did I know when it was going to happen? No. But I knew it was going to happen because I was working towards them goals. And they happen. So I need you guys to know who you are, have an outlook in life, and don't stop till you get to it, man. It's Facts. Always obtainable. You can't rush the process. SRTF from the seed.
There's no shortcuts to longevity, man. Keep it there, man. See you on the next episode. Right.
The jig is up.
There you go.
Black
there
man.
Go. Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Tight.
Shout out to my wife.
The tight. Big
love
this
man. The jig. Tight.
Don't come on. Fucked up. Or yeah. Mr. Screw.
Top of the movement, started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat, now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette, now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith, no doubts about it. Made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, she just cracks a smile.